Another stop at a crime scene. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. President Biden and the First Lady have a busy and difficult day ahead. They'll visit the elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, where 19 students and two teachers were gunned down last week. In the days since the rampage, police have revealed disturbing details.
A teacher at the school had walked outside, propped open a door, and then went back inside and left that door propped open. We're also learning that 19 officers stood in the hallway of the school for nearly an hour before a Border Patrol agent showed up with a master key he had found to open up the door to enter and then kill the suspect. And while the clock was ticking for that to happen, investigators disclosed children were calling 911 begging for operators to send in police to help.
Fox's Jeff Paul. The final and oldest victim of a shooting spree in Buffalo, New York, has been laid to rest. 86-year-old Ruth Whitfield was one of 10 people killed at a supermarket.
On May 14th, Whitfield visited her husband at a nursing home before stopping at that top supermarket for groceries. And that's when this 86-year-old woman was brutally gunned down. The FBI announced this attack is being investigated as a hate crime and a case of racially motivated violent extremism.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Vice President Kamala Harris, who attended yesterday's funeral, renewed her support for background checks and a ban on assault weapons. To the war in Ukraine, where Russian forces are pounding the eastern Donbass region and facing fierce resistance, Russia's leader is calling on the West to stop supplying Ukraine with weapons. Vladimir Putin also wants economic sanctions lifted, which he blames on the global food crisis. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
The challenges are immense, but so are the possibilities. That's what President Biden told graduates at the University of Delaware yesterday while delivering the commencement speech.
This is no time to be on the sidelines. It's not hyperbole. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. We need all of you to get engaged in public life, the life of this nation.
The president and the first lady are both graduates themselves from the University of Delaware. Thousands of bikers gathered in the nation's capital will ride for a cause today. They want the nation to pause and honor the Americans who died for our country.
This weekend can be very uncomfortable for a lot of people. It's not Veterans Day. We're not celebrating and not saluting the veterans. We're talking about those who have made the ultimate sacrifice. Over a million Americans have been killed fighting America's wars, about half of those during the American Civil War.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. The annual event used to be called Rolling Thunder. Now it's called Rolling to Remember. The gasoline fueling all those motorcycles is costing more. AAA says the average price nationwide for a gallon of regular gas is $4.61. Scary moments for a mom who put herself in the path of a black bear.
Motherly instinct took over for Samantha Martin of Redmond, Washington, when she rescued her toddler from a bear. This was no teddy bear, but the real deal. Two-year-old Juniper spied the bear snacking on birdseed outside the patio door of their home. She managed to sneak out, screamed at the animal, and began to run towards it. That's when Samantha sprang into action. She ran out between the cub and the kid and snatched her up before the child could give the intruder a hug. The whole scene was captured by a home security camera.
That's Fox's Karen McHugh. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.